Did you want to look at the form?
Yeah, please.
There's two copies of the top form, and the last page is, I think, the instructions on how to fill it out.
In years past, it's just been the clerk's office that receives the information, correct?
Clerks in the, I'm wanting to say the auditor received it, too.
Yeah, it used to be the auditor, and then it was turned over to
the clerk.
Clerk.
Because of the clerk handling the TIFs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
My understanding, the reason, I think you stated that the assessor needs to be on there is to confirm that when they're approved for nightly rental, they're supposed to be paying sales tax to the state. And then
it was collecting in and then turning it over.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, I suppose that then would help the assessor, if they're on that report and have not been reported to him for the assessment, to the commercial part, to be on this commercial.
I'm not real certain on how that works for him. I don't think he realized that he's going to be put on it.
Oh.
So.
Do you want to be put on the list? I mean, is that...
I had visited with the auditor a week or two ago about being put on the list, and I asked her to just hold off for right now. It's fine if you all want to approve it, and I just wouldn't take that in unless it works. It may be helpful, but I'm not sure if it will be a whole lot of help. The problem is you've got, like, for instance, Point Royal, Fall Creek, and some of those developments. The nightly rentals, most of them, unless they're done under the table, go through the development company. So the development company collects and turns in the sales tax. So say you own one in Fall Creek Resort, your name's not on that sales tax list, the Fall Creek Resort, whatever that entity is. But there may be some, and my thought was I would, as I get some names, I would just pass them to Donna or Rick, whichever the case, and ask them to check on them where I'm not in there looking at them. I don't want to see that if I don't really.
If you have them, that's why I was wondering, do you even want. You have access to information then that's you might not want access to.
Exactly.
The problem is if you ask them, hey, can you check on this parcel or can you check on this, they can't tell you anything about it anyways because then they violate the law. If you read where's the format? If you read there, it's the official cannot give any information to anybody about any parcel.
Not even the name?
I'd read it and be real careful.
That was my understanding from Donna, the reason that,
is that right?
She wanted it on.
Yeah. Like I said, it's right there above the... Wesley, can you look at it?
Please be advised, that part. Please be advised that the information you receive in this requested report is strictly confidential under Section 32.057 of the RSMO. The person listed on this form in any attachments are subject to provisions of Section 32.057 of the RSMO and cannot disclose information to the public or any other official who is not authorized to receive it.
Maybe that's why she's put me on there, so that she can give me that information.
So, yeah, so you get the information. But then the question is, do you want access to all the information?
No. If I can, no, sir.
So what do you?
And that was the thought. I would give Donna these names that were in question. She could simply see if they're on there or not. If they're on there, then I don't have any issue.
issue.
If you're on the form, it might give her that opportunity to do
I see what you, if that's the case, that makes sense. And again, I don't know how this will play out, how much good it will do, but it may help. There may be some instances that it'd be helpful.
I just wonder if they're doing it. I'm just, again, if you want on the list, I don't have a problem with that. But like you said, if they're doing it unethically anyways, they're probably not going to be collecting and turning in sales tax. So you're not going to know. Does that make sense? I mean, if they're not doing this, then they're probably not going to do that either.
It's possible. But we've had, for an example, this year when we sent out our, quote, condo letters, nightly rental letters, they went to an area that was not listed as a condo. So they hadn't been getting these letters. They've been paying sales tax all along.
They've been collecting it.
They've been paying, collecting and paying all along. And they said, well, what's the deal? How come you're sending them now? I said, well, we send them to condos, and yours is not listed as a condominium.
Gotcha.
So the program didn't pick it up. So there's probably some things like that. And again, we'll just have to walk it out, I think, and see if there's. And it may be, and if it doesn't play out good, then I'll just ask to come off next year or something like that, because I don't want information that.
We had a resident that went before the planning and zoning, and said he was he'd been doing it since 2007 as a nightly rental, and he was making $3,000 a week on it. And he was asked if he was reporting, and he was reporting it. He said, yeah, I was doing everything legal. He was reporting it to the, paying the sales tax on it, but he was 100% residential. He had never reported to the assessor. He said he didn't know that he was supposed to.
So I know P&Z's got a big issue with the nightly rentals, but there is benefit in us getting those folks on. You know, how big a deal it is, you have to see, but it's the right, fair thing to be doing.
So you do want access to the information?
Yep.
Okay. Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the renewal of Form 4379 sales and use tax records for the assessor's office, clerk's office, and auditor's office.
Excuse me. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. You want me to date it? Please.
Right.
You bet.
And that's all I have for today. Thank you all.
All right.
I'm sorry, I thought we dismissed.
All right, we'll recess and be upstairs for our daily staff review and agenda requests.